You just got to try to find, trying to be, stay together and try to keep your hopes up. And around the corner, you'll find somebody to help you.
Welcome to the Telling It Our Way podcast. I'm Allie.
And I'm Becca.
In this podcast, we bring you stories by disabled people about disabled people. Stories from the daily lives of self-advocates with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
These are real people with complicated lives. They don't want your pity, and they do not exist to inspire you.
This is not inspiration porn.
Hey, Allie. We are here. We are back with our final episode of season 3.
And as always, it's been a thrilling ride through the season, covering everything from travel to dating to human-animal relationships.
That's right. And we've covered stories from the Midwest, the Southwest, Maine.
And not to mention our first international storyteller from Canada.
That's right. Yes. And across all of our 10 episodes this season, we've had 16 storytellers. Some are familiar voices and some we're working with us for the first time. And I also just wanted to shout out quickly, we had one additional storyteller this season. His name was Dakari, who recorded a story with us, but we unfortunately weren't able to share it on the podcast. So I just want to say thank you, Dakari, for recording with us and for sharing your story with us.
And speaking of returners, we have a special update in today's podcast. Isn't that right?
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Yes, we are going to revisit a story that we shared way back in season 1 on the episode called Home. So we heard from Becca and Derek back then, and they told us about the experience of losing their home because of a rainstorm that caused some damage. And they had some experiences living in their car before they were able to find some stable housing. And this season, they approached us because they wanted to come back and give us some updates about their lives now. And I'm not going to spoil it for you. I just want to play it. Let's hop in and listen. So I am here with Becca and Derek, who listeners might remember from our season 1 episode about home. And they shared a story about their experiences with homelessness. And so today, Becca and Derek, you know, it's been 2 years. And so they're here with some updates about where they are now and what home looks like these days. As a reminder, at the end of your story, when you first came on the show, you told us that you had, you know, you had been living in your car for a while. You had been, you know, going through some difficult times, but you had found a place you were staying with some other people. And that was kind of where the story ended there. So I wonder if you could just, Derek, maybe start with what happened next.
Yeah, we finally got a place, an apartment now. We have a dog and everything else. We just, like, a wonderful place to live.
Yeah, so when you were in this kind of middle place where you were staying with somebody else, Becca, you were telling me that you were experiencing some issues there. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, they took advantage of us, and they did not let us out of the house when we had to go to our SLU meetings or to go visit our friends, because they took advantage of us with our money situation.
And then, Derek, what happened next? How did you get into the place where you are now, where you're living in a place that's just for you?
My mom gave us money to put a down payment on the apartment and all that. It was like my inheritance. My dad had passed away. He wanted us to give us a place, and he actually gave us a place to stay, and it was like peace and quiet. Wonderful thing.
So tell me about that first day in this new place. What was that like? What was moving in like?
Oh, it was wonderful. It's just like our own place. We don't have to worry about anybody else, just us and my family. And plus my son moved in and all that, and when he graduated, and he's helping us out too.
So Becca, what do you like about your new place?
We can call it home instead of living out on the streets again. And living a good life.
What does living a good life mean for you?
Having our freedom. We can go wherever we want to go, anytime we need to go.
Derek, what's your favorite part about your new place?
It's just like I can do cooking myself. I cook with my family and just watch TV and just binge and chill and hang out with my family, try to be like family if we're supposed to be.
And Becca, what kind of advice would you give to someone who might be experiencing the kinds of things that you and Derek experienced?
Try to stay healthy, stay alert in your surroundings, and make sure you pay your rent on time, and make sure you have a shelter to go to if you have to go to a shelter.
Derek, what are some good things that are happening in life right now?
I got a new job, and it's a wonderful fit for me, and it's just wonderful. It makes me help you to pay all the bills what I have to pay.
It makes you happy to pay the bills? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah.
I like that. Becca, what do you hope for the future?
To expand our surroundings with others, with people who are kindness.
I love that. So to grow your community. Yeah, Derek, what do you hope for the future?
Just help, to help people out if they need help. We try to help out and help out the family. Just try to look out for people who needs help.
Why did you want to share this story and share this update?
We're very happy where we are now instead of being homeless.
Yep, that's true, because it's not safe out there. You just got to try to stay together and try to keep your hopes up. And around the corner, you'll find somebody to help you.
Is there anything else that either of you want to add?
We're very happy with our home.
Yeah, we're just happy, and plus my son's moved in and helped us out greatly. I'm happy for him. He's a big help.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for both being here and for sharing that update. And I think I can speak for our listeners when I say that we're all really happy with where you've landed.
I'm so happy to know that Becca and Derek have been able to find safety and peace and community, and that they have entrusted our listeners with their story and wanted to come back. It's part of what makes this podcast feel like a community of storytellers.
Yeah. And speaking of, per the tradition of the final episodes of Telling It Our Way each season, in this episode, we welcome everyone back to share a little bit of wisdom with listeners. This season, we asked each of our contributors to respond to this question. What is the thing you like most about yourself and your life?
Let's hear from Giselle, Ramil, Matt, Jordan, Melissa, and our anonymous contributor about how they are really proud about continuing to grow and change.
Let's hear what they have to say.
I like that I love wanting to keep learning about things, even if it's just something everyone should know. Like, I'm just wanting to know things and try things. So I guess the fact that I still want to keep learning.
What is it that I like most about myself is that I didn't let my disability stop me from doing what I wanted to do. You know, it took a long time for me to find my niche, because everybody has a niche. But it took, you know, once I found that niche, and I believe my niche is being a strong advocate for people that can't or don't know how to advocate for themselves. So, yeah, that's what I would say, like, most about myself is that I learned how to advocate, not only for me, but the disability community as a whole. So.
I like the fact that I am open now to change, because before I wasn't, and change is always good, and having the ability to work on yourself is always good too. You may not do things the way that somebody else does, and they may tell you how to do it, but find the best way for you and however works out for you, but take some people's advice, because all they want is the best for you.
Well, that's the biggest question I even ask myself on that one. But for me, I just want to expand my horizon, just find out what's my silver lining or purpose. So I just want to keep push myself, test myself, or try to tackle new responsibilities. So for me, this is just me. This is me. This is who I am. And no one's going to tell me otherwise.
About myself, it's just with how much I feel like I've grown personally from where I was when I first started at Sunshine. And not being as hard on myself about things. Just because of the job coaches have really played a big part in that. And I feel like I've grown so much as an individual. And I feel like it's really helped me grow a lot.
I would say how much I've grown. Yeah, from the story, from this incident that happened to me. I feel like I've grown more, and I'm doing theater, which I never did that in years past. So that theater was, you know, new to me.
Our storytellers in the next set of clips interpreted the question like, what personality trait do you like best about yourself? So we'll hear from Suzanne, Nick, Brandon, Crystal, Matthew, Marco, and Christina.
I am hardworking, and I like to express myself in different ways, and possibly through music, and other ways.
Good question. I like it by myself because I'm funny looking, and also funny smelling. But my mom tells me I'm funny looking. Nobody else can tell me I'm funny looking. Get it? Because I am funny looking. I also make people laugh though when I always say, hey guys, you know what's funny? Your face. Yeah, but I know sometimes I just, you know, just do funny things, you know, like pretend to fall, like knock up a garbage can with my foot. I'm like the class clown over here.
The thing that I like the most about myself is the caring person I am and the motivational side. Because I think a lot of people tend to forget I do have that motivational side to me. Which, I mean, it comes out, the motivational side, it comes out sometimes, but it's been quiet since. The best time you would see it is during our basketball games.
Probably my open heart. I don't judge people, no matter what. And I don't judge people, I don't judge animals. I listen, and if they need help, and I try to help them. That's usually what I do.
I would probably say I'm the most funniest and goofiest person you can ever imagine. And also most caring person, too. Probably when you know, like, hanging out with friends and all that, that's when I would be the goofy the most. When I'm hanging out with people I know.
I appreciate how hard I've worked towards building this life for myself. And I appreciate that I have real good supportive friends guiding me along every step of the way now. I didn't really have much of that before.
Is that I kind of do what I want, even though people tell me what to do, I do what I want. I take advice, but if I don't want to do what you said, I'm going to always do what I think I should do in my life and what works for me.
Our last group of storytellers talks about their favorite activity or talent. So we have Becca and Derek, Jeremy, Paul, Alicia, Ellison, and Dakari.
Most about myself, I like to play sports. And I like to hang out with friends and learn different things. I play volleyball. I was supposed to play softball this year, but I got turned away because I started a job and then I got laid off.
Playing sports in the place I play softball, and we go into the States for our softball and all that, and I played, you know, like volleyball and basketball, and plus it's me getting this job.
Just going out there, like right now I'm in so many activities, like I just got on the cool board, which is an advocate thing, an advocate group, and I'm a statewide project's their trainer. I'm out there trying to teach people how to be an advocate. I'm just in a lot of advocate groups, trying to be out there to teach people how to be advocates and try to get them on a bunch of other activities to, you know, not just be advocate, but trying to get involved in people's disabilities and that kind of thing.
From the time we really feel until now, I think that I love the number of sports that I do in life. I love curling. I love camping. I love holidays, being with friends and family, and I am currently moved to talk to Dolphins and prep up and down, and the love of my of Sarah, Rachel, Nina, Donna, Jonathan, and Winnie, the new roommate, friends, family, extended family, and all of my aunts and uncles, and all of my cousins.
The thing I like most about myself is that anywhere I am, I can draw or doodle and then use pictures to make sense of what is going on. And that it helps me process and be able to be a part of a community in a way that isn't like, you know, ordinary, or it's just unique to me. And I think I like that most about myself, is that being able to visually process and be able to share my story through art in such a dynamic way.
Right now, my favorite thing about my life is I'm volunteering at 360 Hospice doing bereavement mailings. And I do that twice a week and actually go into the office, address the envelopes, trifold them, put them into envelopes, and then get them ready to send out. I like the people, and I like interacting with other folks.
About myself, I like doing sports, and I hang out with friends, and I'm moving with my dad. Help dad love me where I am.
Oh, well, I am feeling great now after listening to those.
I love how everyone has a slightly different take and perspective on the question itself.
Yeah, and I also think it's just like really nice to reflect on things that make you proud about yourself. I don't know that we always get the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. And I think we don't ask people with IDD enough about their perspective and their wisdom.
Yeah, totally. So there is one more thing we need to talk about before we go. So for the last three seasons of this show, we have been so lucky to be part of the WGTE community here through a program called Voices Around Us. It is spearheaded by our amazing producer, Chris Pfeiffer, who we shout out every episode. And our show and lots of other shows featuring diverse voices have found a home because of this program and because of support from listeners like you.
This summer, however, Telling It Our Way and the other podcasts in the series will be taking a break. This is not goodbye forever, so stay tuned and in our feeds for future updates. And you can always go back and listen to all of our episodes, and we hope you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say, it is absolutely because of Chris and WGTE's dedication to this project that we've been able to platform dozens of storytellers with developmental disabilities. And we've received recognition both locally through the Touchstone Awards and nationally through the Media Award from the American Association on Intellectual and Developmental Disability. The work that they've committed to this project has really helped to change the conversation around disability here in Toledo. It has quite literally provided an avenue to hear those, quote, voices around us. And those voices have really not had a place in public dialogue. And so Allie and I and the many storytellers who've been featured on the show, we can't thank Chris, WGTE, and like I said, the support from listeners like you. We cannot thank you enough.
And I know that I continue to believe that podcasting is one of the most accessible formats for people with IDD to share their stories and for our listeners to access them wherever they are, in their car, going for a walk, grabbing groceries. It is a fantastic way to share experience widely. I know I'm grateful for WGTE for providing our storytellers with this opportunity and hope this show can, dare I say, inspire others in the IDD community to get their voice out there.
And like we said, this isn't goodbye, so keep checking the feeds for more and always listen back to our old episodes. And in the meantime, keep telling your story, your way. It matters and it deserves to be heard.
Before we end, I want to thank all of our contributors this season and across the entire show. Our associate producer, Connor Smenner, who's been with us from the beginning, and our Telling It Our Way advisory board members, Jarita Fox, Quinn Thomas, and Gavin Daly.
And special thanks to WGTE, and very special thanks, as always, to our producer, Chris Pfeiffer.
To access transcripts for this show and any other show notes, please visit wgte.org/ourway. I am still Allie Day.
And I'm Becca Monteleone, and you've been listening to Telling It Our Way.
WGTE. Voices around us.